Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. I'm here with a very special guest tonight. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kira.
Kira, how are you? How are you related to the host of the show?
He's my dad.
Have you ever listened to the Dad Timeout Show on your favorite podcast networks?
Well, I don't really have a podcast network because I don't listen to podcasts often. But yes, I have listened to Dad Timeout Show.
You have? And what do you think about it? Any notes, any critiques before we fire up episode number 20?
Well, I can't really critique because I don't have a podcast of my own. So I can't be like, well, you're doing this wrong.
Well, let me tell you what you're doing wrong. When you kick the cord, it makes a banging noise.
Oops.
Yeah, you always have to sit still when you're doing stuff like this.
Okay.
Just as this will be a note for you when you fire up your own podcast soon.
But I like your podcast.
All right, I like to hear that. Let's see how we sound, Kira. And 3, 2, 1.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, guess who's back? Back again.
We back.
Hey now.
Chris, Mark, how are you?
Fantastic.
Let's work our way around the table. Wait, it's not a table tonight.
It is a table.
It's a socially distanced
yard. Or just far away from the table.
It is a table. We have a chair vacant, but we're going to get to that.
Do we have a chair?
We do. We have two right there.
Yeah. There was someone. Oh, yeah.
Yes, our Holland cohort. Yeah, we're going to get to that. So, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for hanging with us. You guys, true fact, this is a really true, real news. We grew over the summer. I know we were all slammed and running around with our families and all the other things going on, but our Instagram grew, our Facebook grew.
Oh, wow, that's what you meant.
The numbers were all... No, I'm shrinking. Like I'm getting to the age where I'm starting to shrink, and my kids are passing me. But our numbers grew, so thanks whoever came in. Anybody who shared our stuff.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I kept texting Mark. I'm like, hey, dude, like, are you telling more people? Like, we haven't put up a podcast in what, 4 months?
Yeah, I'm telling everybody that I've run into. So I'm kind of, hey, have you heard it? Do you know it?
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one-man promotion.
No, seen him in action at the donut place. He's like, hey, Jelly Donut, by the way, speaking of Jelly Donut, you heard a dad time out.
Are you a dad? Do you like dads?
You want to hear more from dads?
Yeah.
All right, so this is episode number 20, guys.
That's beautiful.
Oh, all right,
20,
congrats.
So it's kind of weird, kind of symbolic.
Cheers to that.
We're missing our empty chair. We're going to toast our friend.
Paper anniversary.
Oh, yes.
But happy 20th, happy 20th across the Atlantic over to Holland as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is our first distance podcast. You can look at the pictures online. We are more than 6 feet apart. We are masking it up. We just bought some extra length microphone cords and we moved the setup to the backyard.
Yeah.
So we're not in Ben's beautiful garage studio anymore. We are in my backyard. So if you hear a plane flying overhead or our neighbor's new puppy barking, please don't hold us accountable because it's real talk and real life going on.
The crickets are lovely, I will say.
I know. The whole thing is lovely.
The ambiance is amazing.
You like the lights? That's a cute little touch. Huh?
MK, this whole place just makes me feel...
Einstein lights?
Yes. Yes, I have those in my backyard
Edison
as well.
Lights. Edison.
Yes, Edison lights.
What? Not Tesla lights, though.
Nope.
There's
no going on.
I'm not leaving.
Other than COVID and the pandemic and homeschooling and, you know, racial and social unrest and maskers and non-maskers and, you know, the heat waves and then our wildfires, how was your summer?
I mean, to be honest, I did. I mean, I feel like, pretty fortunate that... it was fairly uneventful. Like I feel a little bit of guilt with all the craziness going on that we managed to still kind of get through it unscathed. I mean, like we definitely had to adapt and do stuff we hadn't done before, but man, I mean, like, you know, I know a lot of folks that it's much, much harder. So like, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little bit of almost like, I don't know, like survivor's guilt or something going on there. But
yeah, I agree, Chris. Like, you know, I just rattled off those topics, but they are very serious. And we do feel for the people out there that are going through some serious stuff right now. We did as well. But we had a long talk offline here, you know, and we do want to keep this a place that you can come and chill and relax and hear some funny stories and some funny tweets and try to skirt some sort of positive and optimism out of all this chaos. You know, we're still going to have our lineup, dad jokes, dad tweets of the, or parent tweets of the week, smart articles by smart people, the quiz, you know, all the good stuff that makes our show what it is. But also, we also spoke that if these topics happen to get into the crossroads or crosshairs of our real conversation, we would keep those alive as well.
Yeah.
Mark, how was your summer overall?
It was great. I mean, the kids finished off. My oldest child graduated from junior high. The school did a great job of that. That was neat to, even though it wasn't exactly what we had all hoped for, it was actually really well done. So that was awesome. And then, you know, we made some decisions as far as vacations that we took. So we, you know, took Lysol wipes and we did a couple of, you know, Airbnb, VRBO, whatever's, and visited a couple places and got out. And nice. It was neat to kind of, you know, it's interesting how you change based on what's going on, but you still look at what you can do. And, you know, I mean, we're in Glen Ellen and then we are in Aptos. And those are both in California for those who aren't in this state. And we went to beautiful places. We, you know, hung out with what we had and it was amazing. It was really, really good. And then beyond that, you know, obviously with everything else that's going on, that's negative. You know, we managed to spend time as a family. We watched movies, we played games, we did sports. I look at this as like, what can I do to make this a better situation for my family and I versus anything else? So, you know, it was good.
Yeah. I mean, like we've obviously all kept track of each other on social media. We took a wild dive and this is full credit to my wife. We kind of looked around at a certain point and she said, I want to Griswold it and get out there and see stuff. And our theory was, well, the kids are going to fight. We've got three kids, obviously, for the new listeners or people coming back in. We've got three kids, all under 12, and they fight like kids do, and then kids that are penned up in a house, and then kids that are home. So our thing was, if they're going to fight, let's be in Bryce Canyon and have them fight in Bryce Canyon or Zion or Yosemite. So we literally packed up the family truckster and to your point, Mark, like Lysol'd up, antiseptic'd up, like terrified our first two nights out there because you didn't know.
Yeah.
But it was very civil, safe, sane. We kept to ourselves in our bubble for the most part. You know, some of the trails you'd cross people, but we would just, you know, have the masks on or flip the masks up. But yeah, we ended up doing it not once, but twice. And then even this weekend, we may be sneaking away to a little place called Calistoga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've just realized traveling's our new jam. And, you know, if we can't get on airplanes and we can't do anything else, luckily, you know, we have the old family truckster in the driveway. And, you know, we just take off and go. And my wife lets me DJ, which is the most important part of this equation.
That's a big ask, but I appreciate that.
She's amazing. She truly is. She insists on driving and she insists on me DJing. So these are the two. I didn't even know this was in our contract when we got married.
She's a keeper.
She's a keeper. We just had her anniversary, by the way, 15 years.
Congratulations again.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get more into our summers. Hopefully, as we'll do these more often and regularly now, because we've got a lot of ground to cover. I want to see how your kids are doing as well. But right now, let's fire it right into dad jokes. Are you ready?
Yay! Oh, yes, man.
It's time for dad jokes.
Let's do
some jokes.
All right. These are from Kevin McKeever. I stole these off the City Dads group website because I give full credit to jokes, even though everybody probably knows them. But Kevin McKeever handed us these gems. And we're going to go down, since we're at the tail end of September, it is now fall, Halloween jokes. Oh, joke number one. Let's see. This is Mark Harvey's specialty.
Right in your wheelhouse.
So let's see how he does. Why are demons and ghouls always together? Why are demons and ghouls always together? Because demons are a ghoul's best friend.
Oh, wow.
Come
yes.
on.
Yes, yes. yes.
So and, good.
And a Marilyn Monroe reference on top.
Yeah, yeah.
These are way so back. Stupid. They kill Fantastic. Me every time, though. I love them.
Like, little kids would be like, what?
Yeah. All right. Use this tomorrow,
Where's
please.
My heart?
How do monsters like their eggs? How do monsters like their eggs? Terror-fried. Terror-fried. Terror-fried.
Oh. man. Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. What's a vampire's favorite fruit? What's a vampire's favorite fruit? If you know any vampires.
Blood orange. I was going to say blood orange. Ooh. Seems like the right
answer. Good guesses, good guesses. But according to Kevin McKeever, the great joke writer that he is, nectarines.
Nectarines.
Oh, yes.
That's even
yes.
better.
Kevin one-upped you. Nectarines is the correct answer.
That's pretty good.
Give it again.
Yeah. No.
Do the accent.
Do the thing.
Nectarines. No, that was bad. That was bad.
That was okay.
I'm not good. My game.
I like it. It was all right.
I had to work on my.
All right. Why are ghosts great cheerleaders? Why are ghosts great cheerleaders?
Something about booing something.
Oh.
Hey, you know.
Interesting.
That's not, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I like it.
You know, guys.
Spirit.
I work with cheerleaders.
Oh, they have spirit. All the spirit or something like that, huh?
That's it.
Boo spirits?
Dude.
Wow.
Spirit. They have spirit.
He rounds the bag. He heads down the baseline.
Hey, now.
The answer is because they have spirits.
They're
safe at home.
Right. I know.
All right. Finally, Fantastic. Last joke, and we'll move on to tweets of the week. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
I don't know. Ice tea, ice blow. Ice tea.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
It's terrible.
Trying to get
you get frostbite.
Frostbite.
Frostbite's the answer.
That's pretty good. Like that.
All right, cheers to Kevin McKeever. Hey, thanks for those rockstar dad Kevin. Jokes heading us.
Awesome.
You know, my editing, we'll probably get this up by October 31st. So, all right, we're going to move on to tweets of the week.
That was silly. Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, these are from parent tweets that I kind of scavenged from around the country as well. Because we're not original enough to write anything on our own. We just report others and their funniness.
Hey, that takes work too, man. A lot of effort.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Chris. This is from at Jess Karp writes. It was a little older, but it really hit home. No pun intended. She tweets, can't wait to homeschool my kid while working from home, from trying to eat healthy, while avoiding the coronavirus, while trying to keep sane, while keeping up with the news, while getting 5 minutes to myself, while cleaning the house, while writing a book, while being a mom.
Amen.
Can we give her an amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Jess Karp writes.
Holy smokes.
That couldn't have hit home more. You know, I've always been freelance, but I had the joy of sending the children off to school, and then I would have my breath. I would vacuum. I would shower at my own pace. I would take phone calls and schedule them around their school. Not anymore.
Nope.
Millions are going. Millions upon millions upon millions are going through it. But it is true. We even rotate in my house now just to keep it fresh. So we have 5 people, 3 homeschooling, 2. Well, my wife works full time, but I'm working, you know, as much as I do too. And we just kind of, it's like a merry-go-round around here. Now you, Chris, you're hunkered in your bedroom, and then Mark's got a little bit of a twist on his action.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're like, everyone's zooming it up. Everyone's using up the Wi-Fi and complaining when the internet goes down. But yeah, it's like, yeah, both kids are doing the homeschool, so they're on their classes all day long. Like, one kid's doing like PE class, like through Zoom, so she's standing in the kitchen doing like jumping jacks.
My youngest this morning, like, what's going on?
Here,
I'm like,
you know?
Screaming, "Who's tearing down the house?" And then I peek in her room and she's doing her calisthenics.
So yeah, I mean, I totally relate to that tweet because it's like, not only is it all the stuff that we normally do, but it's all at the same time, and it's all, you know, it's not like while they're at school, it's like that's happening.
Yeah,
on your same, you know, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So I three kids, Zoom calls, homeschool, and then I just went to an office on Monday for the first time since it all happened. So
it's going into the office now.
It's an interesting situation, and Sunday night I have to prep the schedules for the kids to make sure they're all happening. I relate to the PE thing. My son just hit high school, and he's got all sorts of interesting things he's doing. He's doing a thing that they call quarantine to work on his core.
Oh.
And then he's got PE, and he's got all these. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it cute? And he's got all these other things. And anyway, and then it's true. Having the kids at home versus having him at school really like shifts how you get things done. And so, you know, it's okay. It's just a switch up. But then of course, as I said, Monday I began to go into an office, which, you know, that's a whole new dynamic being, I mean, for me, when I was used to being really hands on with my kids, now I'm not as much. The anxiety, it's Thursday of the week I started. So I'm feeling better.
That was a symbol that I 20 seconds left, Mark.
It's okay.
I figured it's easier to time your stories now.
I cut it.
I liked it, though. Well, you know, congratulations, seriously, on your job. You're reversing the trend.
Thank you.
That is.
Well,
that
it's, is. Yeah. Well, she says writing, too. I've been doing a lot of writing, a little cathartic, but also I'm telling a lot of my older stories, some of my musings. Follow me on medium.com.
Fantastic writing, by the way. I've absolutely loved your stories. They have been so uplifting and fantastic to read, and space and time where I was, what you're writing about is things that I remember, timelines. And so anyway,
That 20 on the table is for you. So thank you very much.
No tip necessary.
I had it out there, whoever would, you know.
No tip necessary. Love your writing, dude.
I appreciate that. Follow me on Medium.
Please do.
Link will be on our websites.
Do it.
But no, Jess Karp writes, hits the nail on the head. Let's go to our friend Simon C. Holland, because it wouldn't be a DTO without Simon coming in. I can relate to this a little bit. My teenager's biggest fear these days is me sneezing in front of someone she knows. I was in CBS last week, and I don't know, something just got in my, tickled my nose.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd never held in a sneeze because I was in a line, you know? We're 6 feet apart, but you're in a line. I'm like, oh, my God. It was worse than having to, like, really pee. Right,
yeah,
like that time where like you're like, I can get
days.
That one errand in before I go to the bathroom, but then you're in the store and you're like, I really should have gone to the bathroom. I was one of those. I totally had to like cover my face.
No, I'd rather pee in my pants than to like sneeze and have everyone.
You can't cough and you can't sneeze.
Yeah,
you really. Oh, it's like this, and that really, a sneeze is such a release, and when you can't do it, it's kind of painful. It's like,
And you know, to be honest, if I see someone sneeze too, I'm like, my reaction is like, oh, hey, you know,
hey there, COVID. It's way, way different anymore. Like, it is. Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Before you say, God bless you, I hope you're feeling okay. Hey, now you're like, did I just get the plague?
You're picturing the animation bubbles coming out of
the
person.
It's all those good animations that they have on the news.
It's not.
Yeah, that's horrible.
They're not fun anymore.
Were there droplets involved?
There's so many droplets.
And again, this is not making fun of. It is relating what's in my silly brain.
Holy mackerel.
Okay, our final tweet comes from my favorite name of the tweet storm, Hannah Dickinson. And she's at HANSDICKIE. So you can say that out loud at home. You're more than welcome to. She says, and this is very appropriate, if you weren't sure how bad things have gotten, Amazon is now out of podcast mics.
Wow. Yep.
Thanks, Hannah.
No doubt.
Hit the nail on the head, Hannah. It's
drop,
true,
drop
though.
Drop the mic.
But so many things are booming, right? Like, podcasts are booming. Bicycling's booming. Like, all these things that took a lull for such a long time are now going through the roof.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm all for the fitness. I mean, you see, we ride now, so it's... a year ago, would I have done that? Probably not.
And if you look at the prices of like free weights from places like that, they're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
like if you want to pump up, it costs a lot more money.
Oh, no. We do that again, Mark?
Nope.
That's what you got to do. You got to make them do it twice. All right.
You got to get the one.
So thanks for our tweets of the week, our parent tweeters. We will shout you out on the Twitter, and then on Instagram as well, because that's where we're at.
Time now for 3, 2, 1, go!
We're going to go to 3, 2, 1, go. I'm just going to throw out some questions and one topic tonight, just one topic so we don't drag this along. We're trying to keep it under 30. That's our new goal in our new format. But we'll see how it goes. All right, so TikTok has been all rage, right? It's a big popular application on your phone.
You're a TikToker, right?
I'm on TikTok, but I don't post, but I love it. I do love it. Are you on it? Would you let your kids on it? And what do you think about it if you are on it?
Well, I personally am not on it, but my kids are on it.
And how old are your kids?
15 and 11.
Okay.
11 is not on it, but my 15-year-old is on it. I mean, but, you know, it's not like I'm, like, monitoring, or like I'm monitoring, but I'm not, like, restricting her app access, and she'll send me the occasional, what do you call it, the little dance crazes, whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Wah, Renegade? Wah,
wah. Yeah, yeah.
Renegade was, like, 6 months ago, but... Well, you know, I produce and develop television, so I love seeing trends and personalities and things blow up, you know, on those mediums. And then you're like, well, why don't I give him a call and see if he wants to host a cooking show, or which is what we'll talk offline. But I think it's really, I think I've got an algorithm too of pretty innocent stuff, so I don't get any of the really weird stuff. I love it, to be honest. I got really bummed when I thought our president was going to punt it. Looks like that's not going to happen now. Looks like an American influence got in there, whether it's Walmart or Oracle.
Walmart bought him out or something like that. Yeah.
I can't keep up with everything that's happening. But, Mark, do your kids do TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok. None of my kids are on TikTok. But my 10-year-old daughter likes to do dances that my 14-year-old claims are TikTok dances. So I'm not sure how he knows. But she's clearly doing
you
things.
You can't escape it, though. I mean, that's
she's
the thing.
She's clearly doing things that I'm like. And so now every time I see her twitching and doing things, I'm like, TikTok dance. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
There's a lot of really fun stuff on there. There really is.
Yeah.
But it is a rabbit hole. You will lose a half hour before you know it because you are just ding, ding. It's like the ultimate.
Yeah.
Like 30-second boom.
Span theater.
Short attention span theater.
You know what's impressive, too, are the editing skills that some of these, you know, like kids have, and like the way that they do like the just, you know, guerrilla style cuts.
Are you talking about like dropping the boots and changing the outfit? Because I've seen some of them, and I'm like they're ridiculous. And some of the dancing ones are...
I mean, it's pretty sophisticated, man, you know, for these, like, for these kids. So, yeah, I'm digging it.
Well, I am on TikTok, but I'm not posting. But we will continue to monitor TikTok output from our families and let you know how it goes.
No doubt.
All right, so here's a fun one. See the leaves change anywhere in the world. Where would you go? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hawaii.
Maui. See a leaf change? Massachusetts.
What was that? Actual words?
See a leaf change?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Oh, well, to actually see the season?
So definitive. I would say Tennessee, Smoky Mountains.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Berkshires.
Connecticut, too. I mean, East Coast. Anywhere.
Yeah. All right. And then I like the outlier here, Hawaii. All right, you dress up as any character or anything for Halloween this year. What would you dress up as?
I don't know. I haven't given much thought. Maybe... I did see that Karen mask. That's like pretty funny.
Oh, that's awful. Poor name.
No, I pretty much always do the same thing. I'm either a skeleton, a vampire, or a pirate. I like to keep it. I have those costumes. I roll it. That's how I roll. And I'm not keeping anything 2020-ish because why bother? It's like, you know.
Yeah, well, you know me. I was a mascot for a large part of my life. I refused to put on another costume the rest of my life. Sorry, kids. Moving on. All right. Final question. Eliminate one fall tradition. Which one would you get rid of? Eliminate just one fall tradition.
Blasphemy.
What one would you get rid of? Would it be apple picking? Would it be leaf gathering? Would it be driving to see the leaves? Would it be Thanksgiving? Would it be...
No, none of those, man. I can. I love all those things that you just said, so I'm really racking my brain.
That is not the question, however. It says eliminate one.
Eliminate one?
You only have room on the island for your favorite 30.
Are we given is it a multiple choice, or we just have to pick something out of the air?
Oh, my goodness. Fall tradition. Eliminate one fall tradition.
I can't think of anything.
Three, two,
I'm not
going to
watch the leaves change.
Garage sales. Leaves. He doesn't want to watch the leaves change. Chris?
Spring cleaning. I don't know.
Fail. Okay, sorry, I'm going to eliminate Halloween. You know how I feel. No, that's the fall tradition. It's getting kicked to the curb.
Oh, come on, bro.
And that's it for 3, 2, 1, go. No Halloween, no costumes in this house. Good luck.
Ouch.
Mark is so upset.
Articles by Bob People.
All right, we are on to Smart Articles by Smart People. This is by Bill Peebles, right?
Yes.
So I wouldn't say we have a serious tone, but this is where we talk about some real stuff. I got this from the City Dads Group website. It was an excellent article. I know you guys, we talked offline, so we've all read it. The article's gist is about having hope, and light can still be found even with everything that's going on. Now, at the top of the show, I kind of brought that up, and I said, you know, we want to stay optimistic here to give people a chance to take a breath from the chaos. I call it the doom scroll when I get on Twitter in the morning. I'm like, oh, it's on the doom scroll today.
Hmm.
But how do you feel about that? You guys have read the article. Mark, what did you think? You had some pretty strong thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, obviously, it starts out really dark and talking about, like, what's not going right. But then it flips to the light side and you know, the parents with the new baby and, you know, like, it really it just comes down to, like, you know, is your glass half full or half empty? How do you want to look at things? And we've talked about that, MK, in terms of, you know, like, trying to keep things light, bright and polite, and just trying to, like, think in terms of, like, where can I find joy? Where can I find hope? Where can I find positivity? And so I'm trying to do that at home, doing that at work, wherever I go. I'm trying to, like, find, like, where's the silver lining? Even if it's dark and bad, like, what positive can I pull out of it? So I loved the article. To me, it really resonated. I mean, it started out heavy, and it kind of made me, like, a little bit bummed out because, yeah, I mean, the social unrest and all the political stuff, whether you're right or left, it's just there's so much negativity on either side. But then when it jumped into the whole, like, parents with a new baby and all these other things, and, you know, watching my kids, you know, in the pool because they can swim again now, they're taking swim lessons again, and just trying to find those silver linings and the beauty in
life.
Well,
I mean, you kind of have to as parents, right? Like, you have to try to, I believe, set a tone in your house because your kids are looking to you for their views on everything, right? So,
yeah.
I love what he says here in the middle. He says, I see hope in the wave of an old friend not seen for months in the school parking lot. I see it in the first soccer practice in months, in a high school orchestra spread all over a stage and auditorium just so they can play together. I see it in free masks and smiling eyes at the grocery store, in the orange and rust mums planted on autumn porches. Whether we want to admit it, we do the things, and so many more hope for a better future.
And that's so true. And so, you know, I've watched some of my high school son's Zoom classes, and to see the joy and the passion and the teachers, I'm looking at everything as, like, where can I find the joy? Where can I find the hope? And that's why this really resonated with me, because I've seen, you know, I mean, you know my son's kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. She's epic. And every time I see her Loom videos, I just want to hug her.
She's great.
She's been phenomenal. And so anyway, it's beautiful. It's been beautiful.
Chris? Yeah, I mean, I think the you know, I appreciate you sending that to me, because I feel like it comes at a good time for me. Because, like I said at the beginning, you know, like, it's been harder for me. Just, I don't know. Again, you know, I feel like everything is going well, but, like, everything is just kind of touched with a bit of melancholy. And even the best of times for me has just been, I don't know, kind of a downer. And I know I want to keep things light and stuff, but it's
No, I get it.
I mean, it's you know, even the best of times and the good things that we do are always just like in the back of my mind. You know, either at the best, I feel a little bit that it's just a little bit stained, or at the worst,
there's still a heaviness.
Heavy. Yeah,
there's a heaviness. Yeah, totally.
Like a guilt for even like having a good time because I know the like how bad it is out there. But you know, I do feel like you know, you bring up a really good point about you know parenting and your kids looking up to you and looking to you as kind of the example. And you know, to be quite frankly, I really look at my kids as kind of how resilient they are as like an inspiration to me. Cause like I'm down in the dumps and I'm sitting in my bedroom doing these Zoom calls all day long. And I'm really having a hard time waking up. And then I go down there and I see them doing their jumping jacks. And my older kid is like, I think she's talking to a boy and she's, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stay out of her way, but you know, like she's kind of giggling and they're doing their own kind of adaptation of teenage life. And you know, it's like almost like, yeah, just it's inspiring how resilient they are. And I'm getting so much sort of like that hope from the article from seeing like, man, you know, I should do a better job of looking to the bright side and being a better example. Because, you know, I've been like Mr. Grumpy Pants, you know, like down in the dumps and you know, like trying to look for that silver lining, like you said. But it's tough, man. It's tough.
You and I are going back and forth that the day that the fires had come through, we live in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And if anybody watched the national broadcast, our sky was literally a dark orange.
Dude, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Man, you look outside and
Dune,
like,
Blade Runner,
it was freaky.
But here's the resilience of kids, right? And the optimism they have. They thought it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. My kids are like, oh my gosh, this
zombies
is amazing.
Were coming.
Check
you know
this
what I mean?
Out. You know, they're like, Dad, can we please go for a walk around the block? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, just put your masks on. We got them on anyway. Why not?
This is rad.
So, yeah, I do. I agree with your point that selfishly your kids can lift you up, even if it's internal, which hopefully comes full circle and you can do the job on the backside as well. But that. Yeah, that orange day, man. I thought about you. Well, I thought about everybody, but that was definitely one for the books around these part of town.
Weirdest day ever in my life.
Yeah, in my life. I've never seen that. I'm an old guy.
I am too.
Was the sky half red or was it half orange?
I mean, wow.
All right, well, thanks for Bill. Thank you to Bill Peebles, the author, and thank you to Great City article. Dads. Hopefully more people will check that out. We'll put links up and all that good stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
That was a good one. Smart Articles by Smart People has now concluded, and now it's time for the quiz.
It's quiz time!
All right. You love your hey nows. You're really, like, dropping them tonight. All right, five questions, winner take all. I think they're unique. I don't think we've done these before. In fact, there might be four questions. We'll see.
Is there a subscription to Southern Living on the line?
There is. Oh. There is. There is a subscription to Southern Living. It's a little, it's the issue that has the feature on Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Ooh,
okay.
Beautiful.
So I'll put that in your mailbox. If it ever gets there, I'll mail it out, you know, tomorrow. All right. So here's question number one. Was the heaviest pumpkin ever recorded in the world? Why is this funny to you? This is serious. Damn it.
Yeah, no, drop it, man.
Is the heaviest pumpkin ever recorded higher or lower than 2,500 pounds?
Higher.
2,500?
Yeah, we live near Half Moon Bay. They have some pretty big pumpkins down there.
I don't know, though. You think?
Higher.
Okay.
Mark's determined.
You're Mr. Pumpkin. I'll go with you, Mark. Higher. Higher.
All right. Chris and Mr. Pumpkin say higher. The answer is higher. It is 2,600. 24.6 pounds.
I study the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival. It is a sickness.
However, Mark, it was grown in Belgium.
I'm sure.
Grown in Belgium, which is close to where Ben is right now.
You could live in one of those. Like, carve it out.
Ben's in Holland. He's going to shoot us. Is that close to Belgium?
I'd like to
I don't have a map
guys,
in front of me.
That's the opposite end of, you know, yeah.
It's around there, right?
It's around there.
All right. I don't have a map. I know the United States now. I just went through them in third grade. All right. What makes leaves change to either a red or purple color? Is it temperature, sugar levels, or humidity?
Oh, I was going to say chlorophyll. Isn't it the...
What makes leaves change to either a red or purple color? Temperature, sugar, or humidity?
I'm going to say sugar because that's like chlorophyllish.
Yeah. It's sugar.
Isn't it?
Wow. Both definitive and both correct. Sugar is trapped inside the leaves, causing the red and purple colors.
Social distance. High five. There.
I know. We both just want to win together.
In what city was the first Oktoberfest held?
A dramatic pause.
Geneva.
Ooh, good. Multiple choice.
Munich. Or Frankfurt.
Ooh.
Geneva, let's Munich, go or Frankfurt.
So that okay, we can get it. I'm going to go Munich.
Oh, dude, I was going to go Munich.
I'll go Frankfurt. I'll go Frankfurt.
Yes, I think Chris, it's Munich.
Frankfurt.
The answer is Munich, Germany.
Damn it.
We were both right. It's
all right.
It started as a celebration for royal wedding between a prince and a princess. The celebration became a yearly tradition every year afterwards.
I knew it was Munich.
All right, on to number four.
I was guessing.
What country did Halloween originate from?
I know.
Mark, interesting. Scotland, Ireland, or the USA?
I was going to say
Scotland, Ireland, or the USA?
Ireland.
Go ahead.
Scotland, or the... I'm going to say USA. It's like one of those Hallmark candy manufacturer things.
Ireland.
Right? Ireland?
Okay, Mark says Ireland. Ireland is correct.
Dang it. I should have...
Halloween originates from a Celtic festival celebrating the new year on November 1st. Traditions were light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts.
Dang it.
All right, last question.
I guess you,
Mark's got a commanding lead. He's on his way to pralines and front porches by courtesy of Southern Living.
I thought I was getting the Hilton head issue.
What state in the USA is home to the largest corn maze in the world?
Idaho.
Is it California, Nebraska, or Iowa?
Oh, it's got to be none of the ones I said. Nebraska, Corn Huskers.
Interesting.
Right. I'm going Iowa.
I'm going Nebraska. He says Iowa.
How sad, gentlemen.
Is it California?
Right up the road in Dixon, California.
Oh. No, that's not there anymore, though, right? The zoos?
I'm going off whatever this website says.
Okay.
Might be old news.
Cool Patch Pumpkin holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest corn maze in the world at 60 acres. It's common for people to call 911 because they can't find their way out.
I've been stuck in the corn maze.
I'm going to send my kids there. Where is this? This is in California.
Husk. Huh?
What city is that?
Dixon.
Yeah. Dixon. How far is that?
Right up the 80 on the way to Tahoe.
It's pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
Corn maze, huh?
Anyway.
All right. So let's wrap this one up, guys. Thank you so much. But our picks of the week. We're going to talk picks of the week. You guys can start bringing them in as you want. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four picks of the week, and we'll post these links as well and tag these folks because they're really, if you want to smile, here's some good places to go right now. One of my favorites and my kids' favorites is thedodo.com. Mm. Animals, all animal stories. It's completely fun, completely G-rated, but it's funny for adults too. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos with animals.
Oh.
But good animals and funny animals. Did I say animals? All right. www.thedodo.com. My favorite, the kind of mix of TikTok and Instagram, you could search both of those, and I'm sure they're there. Living with Pickles is a super fun account to follow. They're on Instagram. They actually live right over the hill in, I believe, Lafayette, and it's a very nice group of people that have a ton of animals, pigs, chickens, bunnies. They're all characters. They do stuff every day together. It's really funny. Living with Pickles, That Dude Can Cook is a really great one on TikTok. He's also on Instagram. That Dude Can Cook. We watch him. My kids love him. He's actually taught us a ton about cooking. And there's a story offline about that whole thing, too. And then Cassie Stevens. I think I might have mentioned her before. She's this fabulous art teacher out of Franklin, Tennessee. Cassie Stevens with a Z. She's on Instagram and she's on TikTok. She does virtual lessons from her room in Franklin for her school, but also for kids around the country. And she is outrageously funny and colorful and cool. So those are our picks of the week. And that will wrap up Dad Time Out Show episode number 20.
Hey, all right.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. There's not a lot to clink because we're distancy, but I'll hit the glass on my table.
My teeth.
Big cheers and a big Shout out to our fourth member of DTO.
Yes.
Ben, who is...
Oh, man.
We didn't talk about it at the top. We just mentioned it. But Ben retreated to Holland for a minute with his wife, Saskia, and their wonderful children. They have relatives and family there. And his business was getting very hard to maintain here. And he just felt like they needed a big breath. So they took off there for a while. So we see their pictures on Instagram. It looks like everybody's having a great time, doing really well. We miss you, Ben. We love you. And the chair is here. And it's open when you come back anytime. And then hopefully we'll have some call-ins with him, too. We just couldn't sync up the time thing. I think it's like 3 in the morning there right now.
5, I think. Yeah, but it's like, it's rough.
Yeah, Ben's hard to pin down at 7 at night in the East Coast, let alone 4 in the morning in Holland. So,
hey, Ben Saskia. And thanks to you, too, for the hosting. This is, this is a little bit of an upgrade from the garage, I got to say. This is good times.
The new DTO digs are pretty sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad you like them, guys, and I appreciate you. We are distanced. It's different. But we can look each other in the eye and have good parent talks. You can see my kids through the window. They're watching something obscure.
Out there. This is fantastic.
Hey, feel free to take a dip in my generic plastic driveway pool on your way out. I'm not going to lie. It has been a savior this year. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you for hanging in with us. Thank you for hopefully coming back to us. We will put out some updates and let everybody know what's going on. And then we're going to start taking like viewer mail. And I got a whole slew of ideas, but we wanted to get one under the belt, and we're going to come in right under 40 minutes, so we missed my mark by 10, but
beautiful.
Cheers, guys. Have a great week.
Cheers.
Thanks for being back, and let's put her in the books.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for